Welcome. This is Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy, and this is the Church of Stop Shopping in New York. Well, we all know something's going on here. Something's up. We can feel the heat on that horizon. We've heard about it in the wind, month after month after month, record heat and starvation and wars and fires and floods everywhere. We know it. But we don't know it in such a way that we do anything about it. We know it in that kind of glittery, in motion, never settled, marketed sort of consumer kind of way. Yeah, we know it that way, which leaves us passive. Now, now's the time when we have to discover the environment that's right around us. Consumer society is lethal. One of the ways that it keeps us killing ourselves on purpose is that we don't talk and listen to each other in a powerful way, in a way that would make action. We don't do that. Instead, we believe in the Church of Stop Shopping. We believe that there are hidden black holes around us, hidden reverse worlds, where the silence is so strong that a whisper can't get across it. The truth goes in there and explodes. Consumer society has always been underestimated. It's always more powerful than anybody. Oh, God. I'm going to start to cry. All I can say is the first step in this journey of discovery, and let's work together over the next 29 minutes. The first step is to stop shopping. Stop having this erotic relationship to products. Because those products talk to us and they tell us, oh, this is ordinary. This is everyday. This is normal. This is, you're an American. This is freedom. This is prosperity. The lie. Ah, the shopping lie. People, somebody, give me an Earth-a-lu-ya. Earth-a-lu-ya.
Earth-a-lu-ya.
In 2023, the Earth experienced its fastest rate of warming on record.
If you want to buy something without looking at the price tag...
The 3rd of July was officially the warmest recorded day in history.
Yes. I want to go shopping.
Me too!
Did you know that the hottest temperature ever recorded on Earth was 134 degrees Fahrenheit?
Do you spend your pocket money on?
That's the food and premium bonds.
I spend my pocket money on V-Bucks and vapes.
He's on 7 and 8, daughter to bit, daughter 9, 60, 61. I'm gonna bid it in 2, daughter to bit 3, 3 and 4. I'm gonna bid it in 4, 5. I'm gonna bid it in 66, 8. I'm gonna bid it in 66, 7. I'm gonna bid it in 7, daughter to bit, daughter 67. Oh, hey, I'm gonna bid it in 68, 9. I'm gonna bid it in 9, daughter to bit 9, 70, 70. Daughter to bit, daughter 9, here, give a half. I'm gonna bid it in 69 and a half, 68, 9, half. I'm gonna bid it in 9, daughter to bid, half. I'm gonna bid it in 69, daughter to bid, half. Daughter, I'm gonna bid it in 69,
daughter down 50 here. I'm gonna bid it 51, daughter 2, 3 here. Down to the 4, down 5 here. I'm gonna bid it 56, 7. Daughter bill, I'm gonna bid it 58, 9. I'm gonna bid it 9, down 60 here. Down 1, I'm gonna bid it half to get 1 here. I'm gonna bid it 1, 50 here. I'm better to burn up and then a bit of 2, 62, but you get 2 half and then a bit of 2 and to get a 50 here. I'm better to burn up and then a bit of 10 at a quarter, 62, but you get 2 and a quarter and 2 here. I'm better to quarter to get up and then a bit of 10 here. I'm better to 2 and a quarter here. I'm better to 62 and a quarter sold right there. 62,
7 and 8, daughter to bit, daughter 9, 60, 61. I'm gonna bid it in 2, daughter to bit 3, 3 and 4. I'm gonna bid it in 4, 5. I'm gonna bid it in 66 here. I'm gonna bid it in 66 here. I'm gonna bid it in 7, daughter to bid, daughter 67. Oh, hey, I'm gonna bid it in 68, 9. I'm gonna bid it in 9, daughter to bid 9, 70, 70, daughter to bid, daughter 9 here. Give a half. I'm gonna bid it in 69 and a half, 68, 9 half. I'm gonna bid
half, 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 half to 62 and a quarter sold. Right there, 62, 801 on her. 50 here, number 51, 23 here, down to the 4 down 5 here, and the 56, 7 on her. And the 58 on 9, and the
do you feel what I'm feeling?
you vastness, vastness, vastness. I wish you aloneness, aloneness, aloneness. I wish you peace.
Who was that
peace,
flying out?
I wish you peace.
It is such a distraction.
It looks like you lost another one.
Here at the end of the world, that there's such great sales everywhere, such wonderful discounts. Everywhere you look, a new Apple app, a new crowning Elmo, a new
she told me she
survival
me she
yoga technique. Sick of it! It's like the worse the disaster, the more valuable it is. We can download a marvelous 2-mile-wide tornado on pay-per-view and watch it just wipe out your own neighbors. What is going on? What is going on? An avalanche of lava comes into little Johnson's front yard, and what do? They run outside. They go, let's grab a pic. Get the camera, honey. Oh, wow. Whoa, I got it. Whoa, that's amazing. Ah! What kind of reality shows will we have? In the last minutes of American life, I just have to wonder. Ah! Are people going to go, oh, I hate that these coyotes and these cockroaches are pouring through my front door while I'm packing my things in my SUV to make my final drive desperately to higher ground. Children, what happened to my country, the United States of America? How could we be asleep at a time like this? How could we be walking around like zombies, consuming our own deaths, turning the apocalypse into products? How can this be? America was supposed to save the world. Well, all the movies, all the books, that's what we're doing. We got, like, handsome guys and gals running around saving the world for us. But I think we got mixed up between the virtual and the real. I think we got competing dreams here. We're lost. Finally, we get down to the point where we look around and we wonder what... Where did the consumers go? Where's my market? Where are my customers? The consumers consumed the consumers. The consumption of consumers by consumers has consumed the consumers. There's no consumer society because the consumers consume the consumers consuming the consumption. And the only people that survived are the people that got away. How do you get away? You get away. You stop watching. You stop buying. You stop shopping. Get away from this avalanche. Go out there and just join the animals. That's what I'm gonna do.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. The state of Maryland has permanently protected nearly 1.9 million acres of land from development, including forests, farms, and coastal areas vital for wildlife, carbon storage, and clean water. This is 30% of the land in the state, a commitment Maryland promised to achieve by 2030. The state's success is credited to bipartisan cooperation, smart use of real estate tax funds, and coordination among government agencies, nonprofits, and military needs. Despite reaching the milestone, a recent $100 million cut to conservation funds due to budget shortfalls may slow progress towards Maryland's new 40% protected by 2040 goal. A global coral bleaching event has now affected over four-fifths of the planet's reefs, the most extensive damage ever recorded, as ocean temperatures remain historically high. The International Coral Reef Initiative says 84% of coral reefs have experienced bleaching in a crisis that began in 2023, surpassing the previous record from 2014 to 2017. Coral bleaching occurs when heat-stressed corals eject the algae they rely on for food and color, leaving them pale and vulnerable to death. The U.S. Coral Reef Watch Program had to expand its alert system as sea surface temperatures averaged a record 20.87 degrees Celsius in 2023, pushing many reefs past survival thresholds. A bill that would have blocked lawsuits against pesticide companies over health warnings has failed again in the Iowa legislature, despite a push from Bayer Monsanto-backed lobbyists and support from Senate Republicans. The Iowa Senate narrowly passed a bill preventing failure to warn lawsuits against pesticide companies whose labels meet U.S. Environmental Protection Agency standards. Critics say the bill, backed by Bayer's lobbying group, would erode accountability for glyphosate-linked cancers, which remain a major concern in Iowa, a state with the second highest cancer rate in the country. Despite millions spent in lobbying and ad campaigns, opposition from farmers and advocacy groups helped stall the legislation. Glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, is the most widely used herbicide in the world. In the U.S., it is found on everything from corn and soy fields to suburban lawns. While the EPA has repeatedly said it's unlikely to cause cancer, the International Agency for Research on Cancer has classified it as probably carcinogenic, and Bayer Monsanto has settled billions in legal claims linking it to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. No safe level of exposure to glyphosate has ever been identified. El Paso is building what could be the nation's first system to send purified wastewater directly into homes as part of its long-term plan to conserve and expand drinking water supplies in the face of mounting drought. El Paso Water's $295 million Pure Water Center, set to launch in 2028, will convert wastewater directly into drinking water, producing up to 10 million gallons daily, nearly 10% of the city's average daily use. The city has led water reuse for decades, with efforts ranging from using treated wastewater for irrigation in the 60s to operating one of the world's largest inland desalination plants since 2007. The project gained early support through education campaigns launched after a severe 2013 drought and is now seen by experts as a potential model for other drought-prone cities. Scientists have unveiled a new food source designed to sustain honeybee colonies indefinitely without natural pollen. This innovation, which resembles the man-made diets fed to livestock and pets all their lives, contains all the nutrients honeybees need. It's expected to become a potent strategy for combating the escalating rates of colony collapse and safeguarding global food supplies reliant on bee pollination. The newly developed food source resembles human power bars. They are placed directly into honeybee colonies and address one of the growing challenges faced by honeybees, the lack of adequate nutrition in their environment. Changes in land use, urban expansion, and extreme weather all negatively impact nutrition for honeybees and other pollinators. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order on April 24th to expedite the process of exploring and mining for valuable minerals found on the deep ocean seafloor in both U.S. and international waters. It's a highly controversial move that critics say imperils an important but poorly understood ecosystem and flouts international rules on deep-sea mining. Miners are mainly after potato-sized nodules lying at the bottom of the ocean, some 12,000 to 18,000 feet deep. They contain minerals, including nickel, cobalt, and magnesium, used in batteries and various other industrial applications. Scientists are concerned that mining will damage an ecosystem they are just beginning to explore and understand. Deep sea mining could threaten many fragile, slow-growing species found nowhere else on Earth. Based on some known mining exploration zones, these might include cold water corals, glass sponges, and xenophyophores, which are single-celled creatures that build critical habitat for other species in these remote ecosystems. A 113 million-year-old hell ant that once lived in northeastern Brazil is now the oldest ant specimen known to science. The hell ant, which was preserved in limestone, is a member of Hydromyrmecinae, an extinct subfamily that only lived during the Cretaceous period. These ants had highly specialized scythe-like jaws that they likely used to pin or impale prey. Long-eared owls have been found to have feathers that glow pink under ultraviolet light. The fluorescent pigments are found on the barbs of body feathers that are on the underside of their wings. This keeps the feathers out of the sunlight and preserves the fluorescent pigments, which can begin to degrade with exposure. These photosensitive pigments are known as porphyrins and are what causes the feathers to glow. Researchers think that the fluorescent feathers may be a visual signal that can be used in sexual selection. Males perform courtship dances that show off the underside of their wings. Previous work has found a relationship between food abundance and fluorescent pigments in Eurasian eagle owls, suggesting that it could show female owls the healthiest, strongest males. The team also has another theory, that the fluorescent pigments can limit radiative heat loss in females while they are nesting. Decades of sea turtle conservation appears to be having an impact. After evaluating 48 populations of six sea turtle species around the world and examining the state of their habitats, threats, and conservation capacity, research suggests risk to turtles is down and populations are up. Areas that proved to be the most dangerous places for sea turtles were the East Pacific Ocean, from the U.S. to South America, and East Atlantic Ocean off the coast of West Africa. The most significant threats across all the threatened populations are fisheries bycatch, the accidental catch of sea turtles by fishermen targeting other species, and direct harvest of turtles or their eggs for food or turtle shell material for commercial use. Half of the most endangered sea turtles are in the Indian Ocean. And now, the sounds of extinction. There are dozens of volcanoes in Antarctica, the majority of which are located in West Antarctica. One study in 2017 identified 138 volcanoes in this part of the continent alone. While most of these are dormant, 8 or 9 of the Antarctic volcanoes are regarded as active. One of the most ferocious volcanoes on the continent is Mount Erebus, the tallest active volcano in Antarctica, with a summit elevation of 12,448 feet. It is the southernmost active volcano on Earth. Satellite images of this geological giant reveal slight hints of red in its summit crater. This is a searingly hot lava lake that's been bubbling since at least 1972. The volcano regularly pumps out plumes of gas and steam and has been known to eject boulders of partially molten rock known as volcanic bombs. Scientists have found that its gusts of gas are loaded with tiny crystals of metallic gold, no larger than 20 micrometers. Over the course of a single day, it's estimated that the volcano spews out around 80 grams of gold, enough to make roughly 15 wedding rings. The gold dust travels far and wide. Antarctic researchers have detected traces of the gold in ambient air up to 621 miles from the volcano. And hear the sound of gold dust in the Antarctic air.
time to say so long and thank you. Well, we want to thank KKRN in Round Mountain, California, up there in the north. We're coming through there in September. Not so close, Bend, Oregon. And then down in the Bay Area at Mountain View, the Shoreline Theater in Mountain View. We're opening for Neil Young, coming down the coast on our way to the Hollywood Bowl on September 15th. Oh, my God. Something to look forward to. I want to thank Jason Candler for his editing of Chickens and Lightning Cracks and Auctioneers. Thank you, Jason. You have a symphony of sounds at your fingertips. The natural world comes to you. Savitri D, thank you for your news from the natural world, especially the long-eared owl and your fluorescent undergarments. We want to thank the planet Earth. Earth Aluya, we are bodies inside your larger body, and we're pretending like we don't belong here, but you still give us the gift of making love. You still give us a way to sense your beauty, and then you give us the beauty to see and feel and hear and smell and touch. You love us. You must love us because of the way that you give us love to give to each other. Somebody give me a love alleluia. Earth alleluia. Earth alleluia. You make love as we make love, and you love your love, and you make love. Makes our love, and we love to make you in turn. Earth Aluya, peace. Peace. Oh, bombing the people in Yemen again today. Peace is always possible. Stop shopping. That's one thing that we can do on this side of the commodity wall. Stop bombing. Stop shopping. Stop bombing. Stop shopping. Stop bombing. Start living. Start loving. Start living. Start loving. Start living. Start loving.
Hello, I'm Justine Willis-Toms, host of New Dimensions, heard Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. As you know, we are living in both challenging and exciting times, prompting more people to seek new solutions and to engage life more fully. New Dimensions explores vital topics with some of the world's leading thinkers, from science and religion to politics and medicine. Join me on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m., and together we'll explore new dimensions on CJSF 90.1 FM, the station that is diverse, independent, and yours.